Started the Mishnah yesterday on Tedemut Bet. It was a Mishnah that we encountered before. Now the Gemara is going to qualify and explicate on the Mishnah. So we'll just quickly read the Mishnah, but we'll start from the Gemara. Mishnah says, Nazir Shayatamei b'safeg u'muklat b'safeg. It's these two spekot. Ochel b'kotshim achar shishim yom. He eats kotshim after 60 days. Ashote yayim b'tam l'meitim achar me'av esrim yom. And then he is able to drink wine and be metamei l'meitim after 120 days. When does the tiglachat of a tzarat override that of a nazir? That's only when it's a zman shuvadai, when it's a absolute, right? We know for certain that you are a betorah. When it's a safek, we don't say that. Now, Tana, this is what we'd seen earlier when the Gemara brought this as a question on Rav Chista. This only applies when you have 30-day nazirut. Aval b'nazirut b'tshana, if nazirut only, or not only, but is for a 1 year duration, ochel b'kodshim l'achar shtei shanim, v'shoteh yayin mitamei l'meitim l'achar arba shanim. Then you have to wait 2 years to complete the tiglach l'metzora, which will allow you to enter Mikdash and eat kodshim, whereas you have to wait 4 years before you can complete the nazirut in its entirety, right? Because to then you'll be mutar to drink wine and be mitamei l'meitim. So now the Gemara is going to describe both for, it doesn't really matter which one, but for Nizir Mu'etet, each time it will take place after 30 days, and by the Nizir Merubah, it will take place after a year, I mean the duration of the Nizirut Merubah. Now the Gemara is saying, what happens at each of these stations? Of their four stations along the way, what happens at each of those stations? V'tani Allah. So we learned on that. U'megaleach arba'at hibulachiyot. He shaves four times. In the period of these 4 years, or the period of these 120 days, he is going to shave four times. When is he going to shave four times? Right, each time at the point or period that he's elapsed, that would be considered a nazirut. And what happens after each one of these cuttings or these shavings? So tiglachat rishona. So we'll use, for example, a 30-day is the case nazir mu'etet. So after the first 30 days, right, tiglachat rishona. What does he do? He shaves his head and does what? Mevi tziporim vechatat of veolat behema. Alright, so then he brings tziporim for the mitzvah, vechatat of, and olat behema. You know what, I'm not going to explain it because the Gemara is going to go ahead and explain it. Shnia, for the second shaving, which is after 60 days, mevi chatat of veolat behema. Shlishit, for the third shaving, mevi chatat of olat behema again. And for Revi'i, the last shaving may be Karban Tara. Then he brings the Korban of the Taret Mitzorah. So now the Gemara goes, Amart. So Amart here, the Tosfos points out, and says the Rosh, Amart means Amar Mar. The equivalent of Amar Mar in other Masechtas over here in the Zirut uses the term Amart. Okay, Tiklachat Rishon Mevi. So the first Rishona, he brings the... What does he bring? He brings Tziporim, Katat Of, Olat Behemah. So now the Gemara is going to go through Mimar Avshach. No matter what his situation is, he's brought the proper karbanot. If he's definitely a mitzorah, and he's not a tamei, tziporim chovato. Then he has to bring the tziporim. Why does he have to bring tziporim? Because that's the way the tarat mitzorah works, right? Tarat mitzorah works that you take two birds, chef one bird, and dip the other bird as well as the tolat shani and the azov into it and sprinkle on the individual. So that's what the tziporim are for. That is the beginning of his yemei tzipro. V'chatata of safek. And you bring a chatas of mi safek. And then that will, as well the kvura, that will be buried because he's a mitzora now. You didn't need that chatata of. V'ola havi anidava. And the ola will be anidava because he also does not need the ola at this point. V'laga. So now, that was what happened at the first step. If he was a mitzora mukhlat, then he brought tziporim, which are the korban for, or not really a korban, they're chutz the azara, they're out in the field. But he did the process, he began the process of tarat mitzora, and therefore he's on track. And the other two korbanot that he brought, which is the chatas of, which is allowed to be brought misafik, that'll go to kura, that'll be left out, or mean buried. And the ola, which he brought, will be used, ola le nidava. It'll go nidava because he doesn't need an ola now. Now, next. So what do you want him to do now? The galcho toch shiva. After 7 days, you'd want him to take his second shaving. Why? Because after 7 days, he's completed his yemei sifro. Right? And the Torah became tahor. He waits to count 7 days, and after those 7 days, he then brings his, shaves his head again and brings his karbanot. EF sharp, but he can't do that. Why? The dilma lav mukhlatu. Maybe he's not a mitzorah mukhlat. And we know that a mitzorah mukhlat is docha in the zirut. But over here is a possibility he's not a mukhlat, so he can't be overriding the zirut. The rachman amar, tarlo yavor arosho, ad milot. And possibly he was a nazir tamei, and now he's keeping his nazirut bitara. So if that's the case, he can't cut his hair after 7 days. Ve'ilav mitzorah v'adai habi. Now what happens on this first, when he reaches the first 30 days, and he's not a mitzorah? Who tamei? The possibility is that he's a tamei. What do you need, korbanot, you need to bring for a tamei? Right? A tamei brings an asham nazir, right? Brings a chata sa'of and olata of. So what do you, over here he is, utamei chatata of chobato. He has the chatata of, and he can bring that, and that works. Vitziporim evrai. The tziporim for the Torah done outside the Mikdash. So if he does that process, there's no downside to doing that process, even if they are wrong, meaning that it's the wrong thing for him. And the olah for behema will be a nidava. But again, we discussed yesterday that, well, he needs an olah, bird olah, and this is an olah to behema that he's bringing. We did discuss yesterday the possibility that he either could bring the olah to oaf and make its nai on it, or because it's doron ba'alma, it's a gift that he doesn't need to bring it. But to get through his tiglak as a tumah, he needs one korban, he needs the korban chatat, which will work.
The mitzorah generally is shochet the tziparim outside of the mikvah?
Yeah, the first time. This is before you may see fro. This is the first time, right? Right, and next, he has after 7 days, he has a separate, this is just when he's first starting out. V'ilav mitzorahu, v'ilav tamehu. There's another possibility that he's both not a mitzorah and not a tameh. Tziporim nevrai kamitavdin. So again, tziporim are outside the mikdash, and therefore they're not a problem. So even if he's done them, he has no downside. Chatat of l'kfura, chatat of comes to the safek, and if it's not necessary, it goes l'kfura. Or even if it is necessary, it goes l'kfura, because here, it's misafek, it's not eden. Right? Olah behema v'yachubato. And then the olah will be the olah for his completion of his nizirut v'tara. Because you have three karbanot that you bring, olah, chatat, and shlamim. This olah will work. We know you can cut your hair on one of them. And then he'll bring the olah, and he'll be done. Now Gemara says, v'abo yasham.
If he's done it.
What? He needs an asham, right? Doesn't he need an asham?
What? If he's tamei.
Right, so if he's tamei, but even there, that's not really what the Gemara is after. At least according to Mepharshim, the Gemara here is after the asham mitzorah. Right? Why doesn't he need an asham mitzorah, which is ma'akev his achila? So what about the asham for mitzorah, which actually wouldn't be necessary now, it would be necessary in the next cutting. But, like you're saying, the asham is for tiglakas atuma, or asham mitzorah. Either one of them, which you should bring either on the first set for the tuma, or the second one for the mitzorah. So Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, you know what, we can take care of an asham, if you hold like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon believes, that what? Shimon believes you can bring an asham out tonight. Either it'll be a shlamim, or an asham. That's the way Rabbi Shimon says you can bring it, so you can bring it out tonight. So if you can bring it out tonight, go ahead, you're right. Add in asham, you'll bring it out tonight, and, there'll be no problem. According to the Chachamim, we've said this before, the Chachamim believe that the asham is not ma'akev. Since the asham is not ma'akev, we don't worry about it. Rav Shimon, who believes the asham is ma'akev, believes you can bring it out tonight. So that was the first shaving. Tiglakat shniyah b'shlishit, when the second shaving and the third shaving, tziporim lo tzarich. He doesn't need tziporim. Why? Because he already...
In case of asham tzarich. If not like Rabbi Shimon, what is it?
I have to say that it's not ma'akev, right? That's what I have to say.
You might have heard that.
I think you're gonna have to say that. Otherwise, they're in a problematic situation, because otherwise you can't rectify the situation. Well, that's not what. To be honest with you, the Mefarish over here says Hashem Torah v'adai ma'akev b'achidato. Farish believes he thinks that it is a problem. So then he's just going to set up this whole mishnah according to Rabbi Shimon and say that he happened to be the Hashem.
Or if not like Rabbi Shimon, I mean, then you have to wait until the end of the whole cycle to do the Hashem Mitzvah.
That won't help you because you're not a Mitzvah. It's a Mitzvah suffix. So you can't bring the Hashem unless you're certain you're a Mitzvah. That's the problem.
I only come to Rabbi Shimon.
Right, maybe it's nine. All right. So now, the second shaving and the third shaving, he doesn't need to bring these birds that are brought outside the Mikdash anymore. Why? Because he did it already. The Hobbit, right? He did that process already. And we know that if he is really a Metorah trumps everything. If he's a Metorah, Metorah comes before Tiklakas HaTumah, it comes before Tiklakas HaTarah. So if he was a Metorah, he already took care of that in his first shaving. So there's nothing to talk about Tziporim anymore. So now, my Ika, what do you have left? Doma Vadai Mukhwaru.
What's the reason that the Metorah comes before the Tiklakas HaTarah?
We learned that
before.
I don't remember the Limud, but the Gemara says the Tosfos brought the Limud back here that definition, it always overrides the other two. Yeah, I'm sorry,
I can't remember what it was.
I can't remember why, but the Mishnah here says also that when it's Tiglachas, when the Mitzvah is Vada, he definitely overrides. Mm-hmm. So that's for sure it overrides it. So, but I'm assuming that they come from the same Limud for Tuma. All right, I'm sorry, I don't remember off the top of my head. All right, so now, Tiglachas Shem Shlishi, Tzipor Melotzeriach Da'alvit, Michael, what is left? Dilma Vada Mukhlehu, maybe he definitely is a Mitzvah. So now, if he's a Mitzvah, he did the first part of the 7 days. Now he has to do the second half of his 7 days, but that's after 30 days, right? Not after seven, but after 30 days. What does he do after his 30 days again? He shaves his head, and now he has to bring his karbanot of Mitzvah. What are the karbanot of Mitzvah? Right, so he can't, there's an Ola Katat and Hashem, right? So the Hashem we just discussed, he might bring that out tonight if it's Rabbi Shimon. The Ola, right, whether he brings that or not, we don't worry about it, but he brings a chatas of misafet. Problem with that is, the carbon mitzorah is one of the carbonotes, oleh v'yoreh. Right? It's a carbon that moves with your economic status. So the only person who can bring, and he can bring a chatas of for mitzorah. Right, very good. So you guys remember? Right, so over here, he can't bring an oleh, he's not going to bring an oleh behemah because we don't bring a chatas behemah because we don't bring that misafet. So the chachamim, the pitaron that we gave him was that he's mafkir kol nechasav, and therefore he becomes an ani. If he's an ani, he can bring the chatas of misafek. The chatas of misafek here will be for the mitzorah, right?
Why does he have to be mafkir mitzorah nechshav kani?
Not the mace, not kani.
Oh. The mace isn't nechshav kani?
One kid drive, no car, because an ani is kashav for mace, and a mitzorah is kashav for mace, and then you want to mitzorah is kashav kani.
Associated property.
The transitive property.
Transitive property.
Alright, so he has so he's mapping the chatas, he brings a safek chatas ha'of for mitzorah. He does not need a chatas ha'of for tumah here. Why is that? Because there's no way he could be tameh now. We could be dealing with his tumah. Because what are the two possibilities? He either was a mitzorah. If he was a mitzorah, this is the second shaving of a mitzorah. Or he was not a mitzorah. If he was not a mitzorah, then the first 30 days where his tiklakas ha'tumah and he's done with it. And now he's on to his tiklakas ha'tara. So there's no possibility in the second shaving that you're doing a tiklakas ha'tumah. So the chatas ha'of is for your mitzorah. And then you need the olah, because what's the possibility? One possibility was that in the first shaving you were a tiklakas ha'tumah, and they were not a mitzorah. And the second shaving, this is your tiklakas ha'tara. So this olah is for your tiklakas ha'tara in that case. So that's why you bring a chatas ha'of misafek and an olah in the second shaving. One for taras, for the tzad that you may be a mitzorah, and one for the tzad that you might be a nazir b'tara. The third one, right, what do you bring? Right, then you bring a chatas ha'of and an olah again. Now the chatas ha'of and the third one are definitely not for the mitzorah, because if you were a mitzorah, you took care of that in the first two cuttings, and you're done with the mitzorah. So the chatas ha'of in the third one is the possibility that you were both a mitzorah and you were tameh. If that's the case, then on the third cutting, after 90 days, you need to be your tiglachas ha'tumah. Tiglachas ha'tumah is a chatas ha'of, right? We know it's an olah chatas and asham. So in that case, again, if it's Rabbi Shimon, you bring the asham misafek. The olah we talked about, maybe you can bring if you want or not bring it. But the chatas ha'of misafek is what you bring. So that deals with your possibility of being a nazir tameh after you were already a mitzorah muklat. The other possibility of the third cutting is what? That you were a mitzorah muklat, and now you're not tameh at all, and you're doing your regular nazirut. This is your 30 days nazirut. So you have to bring the olah to cover your nizirut b'tara. So that's why in the second and third cuttings, you bring a chatas of nisafek and an olah. The olah in both times functions for being possibility that you're a nazir b'tara, but the chatas of functions differently. In the second cutting, the chatas of is misafek that you're a mitzora. Chatas of in the third one is a misafek that you are a mitzora and b'tamei, and this is your tiglach zotumah. Very easy.
First two cuttings are complete body shaves. Third one would be just the head.
Right, very good, that's correct, very good, that's correct. And now, which we're going to discuss at the end of today's output, yes, you're right. Right now, tiglachat would be eat. The third, fourth cutting, which is now at the end of the 120 days, may be karban tara. He brings a full set of karban tara, which is what? An olah katat and shalomim, umatni. And then he makes it al tanai. What's the tanai? That if he was a Badai Nazir, Mimi Tchila, if he was a Nazir all the way from the beginning, he was already a Nazir, or anywhere along the way he was a Nazir, then the Ola Rishuna was a Chobah, the first Ola he brought, and these are the first, he could have possibly been a Nazir Batara on the 30 days, 60 days, or 90 days, and he brought an Ola in each of those instances. So that Ola was the first Ola for his Nazirut, Vesun Nidavah, and the Ola he's bringing now is a Nidavah, and then the Chatas and Shlamim are finishing off his Karbanot. If he was both Tamei and Mukhlat, then this Ola Rishona Nidavah, all the Olot he brought until this point were voluntary. Now the Karbanot he's bringing is to be a Nazir B'tara, right? He's bringing Ola, Shlamim and Chatat, Vizishar Karbanot. And then the Shlamim and the Chatat are the completion of his Nazirut B'tahara.
Yeah, but he's also Masnet when he brings those first Olos.
Yeah, right, exactly. When he brings the first Ola, if I'm a Nazir, then these are Chuvah. If I'm a Nazir B'tahara, if I'm not, then I am a Nidavah, right? So now the Gemara wants to shake it up a bit and says, oh, well, what about here? You know, you guys came up with this great case of the Mishnah says, what, he's a Tamei B'Safek and a Mukhlat B'Safek. Now, what happens if we roll the dice a little differently? What is that? He turns out that he's a Tamei B'Safek, but he's a Mukhlat Badai. He's definitely a Mitzora, but he doesn't know if he's Tamei. So then what does he do? Ocha B'Kodshim L'Achar Shmona Yamim. He can eat kachim after 8 days, but he can only drink wine and be matamei lemeitim after 67 days. So let's go through this. If he's a matzara muklat, we know matzara muklat, number one, takes precedence and overrides nizirut. And that's what our Mishnah said. Again, I have to get you the source for that, but the Mishnah says it. But it says, what? Lachar Shmona Yamim. Wait, we know that Mitiglach.
That's the purification of the.
Is Rosho, from the word Rosho. I take it back. The word Rosho, we know that. That's how we know. Rosho is that a Mitzorah overrides a Nazir. That's what the word Rosho teaches us. The Mitzorah. Right, Mitzorah tells us that it overrides.
What's the drush?
What?
What's the drush by Rosho that teaches us something?
Because you said, it says, Mitiglachat Kol Bisaro, cut his all his hair, and then says, that Rosho is Kano with Gabotinab. Why do you need Rosho's Kano and Gabotinab? If Ray says, cut all of his hair off. It's unnecessary. There's a essay, possibly an essay in a lotus essay here, because you have the essay of Tarlo Yavor Rosho and Gadol Pera Kadoshiyeh, right, that his Seyar has to go out, that's an essay. So you possibly have an lotus essay in an essay, and then you have to override it, and you're right. They come and believe that it's an essay, Dokhalotah essay, and that's why they have a limud for essay, Dokhalotah essay, that overrides it over here. But yes, it's when the word Rosho, that's the limud, and that's why Mitzvah overrides the Nazirut. Okay, now, after 8, so what do you do now? You know you're a Mitzora for sure. So a Mitzora, when it comes to Nazirut, cleans up. How does he clean up? So the first day he goes and shaves his head. Then on the 7th day he shaves his head again. That's the completion of Mesi Fro. On the 8th day he brings his Karbanot Mitzora. So that's why after the 8th day he can eat Kachim and go into the Mikdash. Because he's definitely a Mitzora. He's done with taking care of the Tzara'at aspect, which is the thing that's ma'akev him from getting into the Mikdash. He's done after 8 days. On the 8th day he can go and eat Kachim because he's now taking care of the Mitzora aspect. Okay, so now that's the next step. What does he have to do next? Now the Mishnah wants to know. So then, now we don't know if he's... Tamei Mace is not restricted from going into the Mikdash, so that's not the issue. The issue only is Taras is not keeping him from getting into the Mikdash. Right, so now he's done it. He's at the 8th day, and now we want to know what to do. The possibility that he's Tamei, and the possibility that he's Tahor. Well, if he's Tamei or Tahor, we have a problem. If after he finishes the Taras, he's Tahor, he can't shave for another 30 days. So he can't shave for another 30 days, and he can't do his Tiglach Zatuma also until after 30 days. So he's going to wait 30 days, cut his hair again, and bring a Chatas Of Misafek and an Olah. right? One, either because he's possibly a Nazir B'Tara, or a possibility that he's a Nazir B'Tumah. Then he'll wait an additional 30 days. Those additional 30 days, at the end, bring a Olah, Shlamim, and Chatat to complete his Nazirut B'Tahara. Because either he was Tamei, then Tahor, or he was Tahor, and now he's bringing the back end of his Karbanot. So that's why after 8 days, he can go into the Mikdash and he puts him. After 67 days, because the 8th day, when he brings his Karbanot from the Mitzvah, he already begins his Nazirut. After 67 days, he is now able to drink wine and be Mitamei L'Metim. So that's that case. Next, let's do the other case. Muchlat Safek. He's a Safek Mitzvah, but Tamei Badai. He definitely is Tamei. So now, Okel B'Kodshim L'Achar Shloshim B'Shiva Yamim. You can drink, you can eat Kodshim after 37 days. B'Shivat Yayin B'Tamei L'Metim L'Achar Shivim V'Arba'a Yamim, after 74 days. Why is this? So now, what's he going to do? He cuts his hair, right? He cuts his hair day one, because B'Manoshach, he's either a Nazir, he either needs a Tiglachas Atuma, right? Or he needs a Tiglachas
Atuma. That was done with this after he's retiring himself.
Right, okay, sorry. He has to wait 7 days. Right, so you wait 7 days. Yeah, he's right. You have to retire yourself from Tumah. So he's right. You have to wait 7 days. Very good. You have to wait 7 days, get Hazash Shlishi Shvi. Then on the Shvi, you do Giluach Tumah. So after 7 days, for sure, he has to do a Giluach. Now that Giluach could be one of two possibilities. What's that? It's either it's Tiglachos HaTumah, or it's the first of his Tiglachot for his Mitzorah. Now, if he's not a Mitzorah, what does he need to do? He needs to keep 30 days for his Nazirus B'Tahara, because he did his Tiglachos HaTumah, and now he starts his Nazirus B'Tahara. So after 37 days, he cuts again. At that second cutting.
The 7th day on the 37th day, those are complete
Badim Shavuot. Right, correct. Because there he's either going to be, so on that 30th day, he's either completing his shaving for being a Mitzorah, or he's not completing his Nazirus in its entirety, because he did Tiglachos HaTumah, now he's doing his Tiglachos HaTahara. So after 37 days, right, then he can eat Kodshim, because he's definitely done with his Tzorah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Why can't he do his Tiglachos for Tzorah on day one?
Because he may not be a Mitzorah. He may not be a Mitzorah.
He's already Mitma.
Yeah, but then he has to, when he shaves,
the Zerus is already
initialized.
Yeah. There's still a restriction against shaving until, for example, it's a Tiglachos HaTumah. Yeah. Right? The restriction of Tarlo Yavar Rosho does not suspend it just because you're Tameh.
Tumah's
Oker, the Yamin, but doesn't change. He can't start drinking wine because he became Tameh. Right, he can't cut his hair because he became Tameh. That doesn't alter the fact that he's still a Nazir, a full-fledged Nazir.
Shaving is only part of the Tiglachos
HaTumah. Right, it's not like a full-fledged Hetter. Okay? So now, so after 37 days, he's definitely cleared up the Mitzorah aspect, and he might actually be finished with his Nazirut. The problem is, if he's both a Mitzorah and Tameh now, and he hasn't finished it, all he's finished is his Mitzorahs now. So now what does he do? He waits an additional 7 days. Why does he only wait 7 days now? Because there's two possibilities of what happened here. Either he's a Mitzorah Muflat, if he's a Mitzorah Muflat, and now he's Tamei Vadai. You know for sure he's Tamei. So if he was a Mitzorah Muflat, then after he clears up his Mitzorah, he needs to do it to Tiglachos HaTumah. Tiglachos HaTumah is done after 7 days. He could just do it and be done in 7 days and do it to Tiglachos HaTumah. The other possibility was that he's not a Mitzorah at all. If he's not a Mitzorah at all, he's finished everything now. He's done his Tiglachos HaTumah and his Tiglachos HaTahara. So there's no sub-faith in this next period that he is actually in Nazir Tahor. So that's why he doesn't have to wait 30 days until he cuts again. So he waits 7 days to do his Tiglachos HaTumah, and then waits an additional 30 days to do his Tiglachos HaTahara. Because there are only two possibilities here. He's Tamei for sure, we know. The only suffix we have here is whether he's a Mitzorah or not. So that's snakeless with regards to being a Mitzorah. Gets done after the first 37 days. Also after the first 37 days, if he was not a Mitzorah, you've done your Tiglachos HaTumah and your Tiglachos HaTahara, your Nazirus is over. So now, if he was a Mitzorah, what's the next necessary step he needs to do? He needs to clean up his Tumah act, right? So he has 7 days, and he does the Tiglachos HaTumah. And only if he's both a Mitzorah and Tamei does he need to do another 30 days to be a Tiglachos HaTahara. That's why the where it says, after 37 days he eats Kodshim, because now he's done with his Tzara, and is and he can eat Kodshim, or he can only eat drink wine and be telling me after 74 days, because then on top of those 37 days he needs 7 days to Tiglakas Tumah, which gets him up to 44, and then 30 days to do a Tiglakas Tara, which gets you 74
what
days.
Gets him up to 44?
Right, the additional 7 days for Tiglakas Tumah. Because we know for sure he's a Tamei Vadai. So after 37 days, he's finished. He's either a Taras or...
Why can't
the Tiglakas? The shavings on the 7th and 37th days were only for the Taras. So then he waits another 7 days to do the Tiglakas Tumah as... In case he was for his two last days.
Right. And then...
And the shaving can't be simultaneous.
The next Gemara is going to ask
that.
Very good.
That we said along.
But we assumed it.
There's an underlying assumption that no, the Gemara is going to challenge that. The second half of today's Amud right now is going to exactly ask your question. Okay. The students are going to ask. That's the next Gemara. All right, so why can't we overlap? Why can't we overlap shavings here? All right, so that's next. Mukhlat. All right, so now, the last case is Tamei Vadai Umukhlat Vadai. He definitely is Tamei, and he definitely is a Mitzorah. What does he do now? So this is easier. Oku Kachim Nachar Shmona Yamim. After 8 days, he's done with his tracks. Right away, he cuts his hair before the Tiglachas and Mitzorah. Then he waits 7 days and does the next Tiglachas, and the 8th day he brings his Karbanot Mitzorah, because he's certainly a Mitzorah. He does not need to be, he could simultaneously be retiring himself in the Mace, but he doesn't need to, because to get into the Mikdash, you could be Tamei Mace. That's not an issue for him. The previous case, you needed that because it was only a Suffolk Mitzorah. Therefore, you have to wait the 7 days, right? I knew you were going to.
No, I realized that. So
there you go. So he could be retiring himself simultaneously, but it won't help him in terms of, because he still has to get out of his Mitzorah first. Right, now he gets out his Taras after 7 days, brings his Karbanot Mitzorah for the 8th day. Now he's able to enter Mikdash and eat Koshin. After 44 days, then he can drink wine in the Mitzorah Mitzim. Why? 8 days to get rid of your Taras, another 7 days to do your Tiglakas Tumah, and 30 days to do your Tiglakas Tara. So that's easy, right? You do eight, and then you begin to count on that 8 days. So then 7 days, right, will get you to the 14th day, and then you get an additional 30 days to get you to the, right, the end of your Nazirut. And therefore, after 44 days, you'll be able to be Metameh L'Metim and drink wine. All right, now, Svi's question. Shalu Talmi David, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. His Talmidim, Mark Bomer's coming up, so we have to have a quote from Shimon Bar Yochai. His Talmidim of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai asked him, Nazir Tahor, Umitzora, Mahu Shigalei Akhtu Blakas Achat. Why can't you have a case where you have a Nazir Tahor and a Mitzorah Mukhlat needs shaving on the same day? And why don't we say, like, he can get a shaving? How does this happen? It happens if he gets Taras on his Hashlamah Sanazirut, on the day, Yom Hashlamah. Right, he's Mitar himself, he gets Mukhlat and Mitar himself on that day, the last day, on Yom Hashlamah of his Nazirut. So now he wants to shave, both for his Nazir Svitara and for his Taras, to be Mitar himself for Taras. Mau. Why not have an overlapping Tiglachas, like you were suggesting today, right? So all the Lulakan, Lulakan.
One
single, I'm sorry, right?
Simultaneous.
Kill two birds with one stone, right? All right, so all the Lulakan, Lulakan. Right, very good. Amar lahen, Eino Migaleach. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai responds to them, you can't do this. Am lomar, lama. Why not? Right, so Amar lahen, he says back to them, if they were functioning in the same way, you guys would be right. But the truth is they're not functioning in the same way. Why? Because Akshav Nazir Lahabir, the purpose of a cutting of a Nazir is to remove the hair. You have no purpose in growing hair after this point. You've just completed your Nazirut. So the whole purpose of cutting the hair is to remove the hair. Umitzorah, the whole purpose of cutting the Nazir's hair on the first cutting is to grow his hair back in order to cut it again after 7 days. Meaning that the whole purpose of that cutting is with Gadel, to have your hair grow back to be cut again on the 7th day. So since they're functioning for different, they're qualitatively different types of cutting, one is a hair removal, and one is a head preparation, meaning that it's allowing you to grow hair to be cut again. So they don't function the same way. And since they're qualitatively different types of shavings, you can't use one shaving to, right, complete both the Nazirut Batara and the Nazirut and the Mitzorah. So the students. Exactly. What do you think? That's exactly what they asked. You're right. So forget about the first Mitzorah shaving, come up with the second Mitzorah shaving. So maybe the second Mitzorah shaving should work together with the Tiglachas Mitzorah. Why? Because the Tiglachas Tara Mitzorah is to remove hair, and the second shaving of a Mitzorah, exactly like Shaul just said, is to what? To cut off the hair as well, to remove the hair. How you functionally come up with this case, I'm not exactly sure, but let's, leaving that aside, okay? Barbara Lehan.
He became Mitzor.
Yeah, the problem is that if he becomes a Mitzor, he needs to get out of his Mitzoras before he can complete his. Right, the other case that came out is happened on Yom HaShlama.
He completed the full term of his Nazirut.
Right, you have to say it happened on Yom HaShlama again, and that the first cutting doesn't count towards his Nazirut, and then again.
He doesn't lose it.
Right, you have to say the same thing again. It's still a very interesting case. How he became a Mitzor Mukhlat on the last day of his Nazirut, and now wants to cut again, right away, or whatever the process is. But alright, Barmelahem. So he says, so they thought they got him now, Barmelahem. No, he was Zelif Nazirikat Dimim, Zelif Nazirikat Dimim, Yafet Hamumim. If, again, qualitatively, these are different types of cuttings. Why? Because if they were both before Zika's Tamin, that'd be true. Ella, Mitzora Lifnei Zika's Tamin. When does Mitzora cut his hair? When does Prince Yumei fro? On the seventh day. When does he bring his Karbanot? Eighth day. Excuse me, the Nazir. When does the Nazir bring his Karbanot? On the 31st day. When does he cut his hair? On the 31st day, after he's already shepherded by one of his Karbanot. Already, Akar Zika's Tamin. So again, they're different types of cutting because they are, he's saying that there's a qualitative difference in the cutting because of where they're brought relative to the karbanot. Meaning that they function differently. One is brought before the karbanot, right? One is preparation to allow you to do Zvika's Dhamma. The other one is after you've done Zvika's Dhamma, it's matir you to do the cutting. So you can't.
Yes, if the Nazir cuts his hair before Zrika's Dami.
He needs at least one Zrika's Dami, right? They're not Ma'ake, but the Zrika's Dami. One Zrika's Dami is Ma'ake. So that's what we have. That was Machlokus, whether it's all the Karbanos are Ma'ake, or just the Chatas, actually, or all, one, you know,
that's Karbanos. That's what it's on Jari Lezer, he then waits 7 days.
He has to wait 7 days again and bring the Karbanos, right, exactly. All right. Good. All right, now we got a Shlita on... And then those Nazirut. All right.
At least another day.
So now, of course, they're going to try one more. Right? So, okay, fine, you're right. You can't do it for Taras and Nazirut's Vitara. But let's try Talilol the Mitzarato Vitumato. Let's try for Taras and Tuma. Why? When does the Tiglakas Tuma take place? When do you get a Tiglakas Tuma? You get it on the seventh day. When do you bring your Karbanot for Tiglakas Tuma? On the eighth day. Mitzora, when does he get his second cut for Yemei Sifro? On the seventh day. And when does he bring his Karbanot? Eighth day. So now we took care of. And both those times, right, it's Havir Seyar. So I'm going to land. Again, there's a qualitative difference in this cutting. Why is that? Because when you go to the mikvah, it's different in these two cases. The Nazir first goes to the mikvah, and then does his tiglakas atuma, right? And then brings his carbon on the eighth day. Whereas the Mitzora first does his shaving, his tiglakas and Mitzora, then goes to the mikvah, and then brings his carbon out on the eighth day. So again, there's a qualitative difference because of when they're done. One is done, one is a tiglakas, let's call it this way, one is a tiglakas hatara, even though it's a tiglakas atuma, it's after already he's gone to the mikvah, and he's already in a state of quasi-taru, right? Whereas the other one for the Mitzora is only done before he goes to the mikvah. So it's only the mikvah only comes in functionally after he's cut his hair. So therefore he's doing it while he's still, quote unquote, right tameh. So they're in these different cuttings are qualitatively different because of that difference in them. Right now, I'm just going to say this.
So the glachas atzuma is after the Nazir goes to the mikvah?
That is correct, yes.
And the Mitzora goes to the
Lifnei. And that's because of the psukim, the way the psukim lay out. It says, Yilach Roshot Piyom Taharato. Right, by the Nazir it says that the... I'm sorry, to my the Tilakh Nazir Tame, right, after his wife, because it says the Tilakh will show the Yom Tarato. The Yom Ashmi Yogelcheno, right, the Yom Tarato, I said the Yom Ashmi Yogelcheno, the Yom Tarato, Mashmala Akar Tarato. Sounds like that. The Yom Tarato sounds like he already went to the mikvah and now he's cutting his hair by the Nazir. By the Nazir, it's not that. It says the Tilakh will show and then Bachar eats that hair or something like that. It says that he'll first go to the Nazir and then he'll go to the mikvah afterwards. Alright, so now, now the next piece of Gemara, I'd be very honest with you, is the Rishonim call it here a Lishna Achrina. It's a Lishna Achrina in the Gemara. There's going to be actually two. There's going to be this Gemara now, Amru, or Tani Rabbi Chiya. There are going to be two cases here. To me, it's very unclear what they're talking about, but basically repeats our Gemara above. They seem to ask the question. It's not clear what they're really asking and what the answers are. but you can basically assume it parallels. None of the Rishonim even explain this Gemara. They ignore this Gemara to say it's a Lishna Akrina, right? That it's just a different way of formulating the questions they're asked to Rav Shimon bar Yochai. But the answers, again, are the same, that there's going to be differentiation here between the different types of cutting. I'll read the Gemara to you. I can translate the Gemara for you. I really can't explain it to you because I don't think it's not clear to me what the Gemara is after, and it's, it seems like the Rishonim feel the same way, because none of them really made an effort to explain it. They just said it was Lishna Akrina, right? That it was a different Lashon over here.
Version
of what we just did with the Talmidim of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. All right. So I'll read it. Amr lo, yafe amarta. Shalom la tele lo le mitzifra ol in zirato, la tele lo le mei chaluto v'tumato. So let it be for his yamei chaluto, right, and for his tumato. Dezele gadel v'zele gadel hu. Right, which is not, he didn't answer them. In the last case, he didn't answer that the problem between a nazir and a mitzorah is what? Is the problem that one's, which he could have answered. I mean that what, before we said what he was doing on his last day of his mitzorah, which is actually Mitzifro, and also Tiglachas HaTumah. Tiglachas HaTumah, what type of cutting is Tiglachas HaTumah? Tiglachas HaTumah is the Lahasir, the Seyar, is what? Lagadel. Because after he takes it off, he grows his hair back for, to do his Tiglachas HaTarah. The cutting at the end of your Mitzorah is to finish off, totally, the hair. And you don't need to grow it anymore. So he could have answered, Rav Shimon HaKai didn't answer this, but he could have answered them that the cuttings are different, not because of the mikvah aspect, because of the aspect of why you cut your hair by Tiglachas. So that's what this Gemara does. So whether this, the Mefarish reads it slightly as a continuation of the previous Gemara. The problem is that the Gemara doesn't really answer in a way that makes sense out of it. So he says, so do it for the first cutting of the Torah, right? The Tumato, and for it, the Tiglachas HaTumah. Because those are both what? Those are both, they're both cut in order to grow your hair back again. So Marlan, that's your Torah. So he answers back to them. Now, what's missing here? I don't know exactly what he answers them, right? Because they don't have an answer here. So if he says them, Amarlam, Im Nazir Tohor, Bumitzurah, Zelagadel, Zelavir. Im Nazir Tamei, Bumitzurah, Zelifnei, Biatamayim, Zelachar, Biatamayim. So, I don't know what the answer is. This answer seems to go back to a case here. Doesn't matter. If he tends to be like, he answered them either way. No matter what, there's always qualitative differences between all these types of cuttings. Either because they're removable, or because they're growing, or because one's before BSMI and one's after BSMI, or because they're fnezi, because they're after BSMI. And that's the next line of the Gemara. Okay, they report, they basically repeat. Twice, this Tani Rebbe Chia and this Gemara here seem to repeat the same differences that our Gemara previously mentioned between these types of cuttings. That each cutting has a aspect of it that's qualitatively different, either because it comes before a carbine or after a carbine, or because it comes before the mikvah or after the mikvah, or because it's what? It's to remove hair, not for it to grow hair, or right, or the other way around, to grow hair and not to remove hair. So between all those differentiations, you will come up with the case that it doesn't, you can't match any of the types of shady things qualitatively because none of them look exactly alike. Again, the closest one that you might be able to get is what? Is the one of the one of the Mitzorah Mukhlat, right, which is at the end of his Mitzorah before he does the Mesifro and the Glachas HaTumah. Because they're both shaved in order to, right, move their hair. There's no, the problem is that there is mikvah involved there. He goes to the mikvah and he has to do dummim, he has to bring blood over there. So the problem there might be by Mitzorah is that he has to do his tziporim, right, and then shave his body, or have to do his tziporim and go to the mikvah, and that might be different than Tiglachas HaTumah when he goes to the mikvah and he does his rikos dummim. So there is, again, qualitatively between all these cases, there's a difference, and therefore you can never create overlapping shavings. Right, that's the answer, long-winded answer to your question. C, you wanted to know why you can't double up the shavings, and that's because none of the shavings match. Okay, this last piece of Gemara, I'll just finish off to the mission, the end of the parak, which is a straightforward Gemara. Now, it says, Bayirami Vakama, Hayyabar Tiglach Hayot. These four cuttings, the Kamar Mishum Mitzvah, or Mishum Abure Sayer Atuma. What are the purpose of these cuttings? Are they for a mitzvah to cut their hair, or are they to remove hair for a tumah? So the Mayna Kamina, what's the difference? Labure benasa, right? Whether you use, if you can use a depilatory to remove the hair. Do you actually have to use a tire to remove the hair or not? Right? Yamarat bishum mitzvah labure benasa lo. If it's a glakza mitzvah, you need to use a razor to cut your hair. Yamarat bishum abure seyar tumah. Excuse me, I feel sakhe nasa. Nami. Even if you use it dilatory, it should work. So now, I'm showing him here, point out that the question of the Gemara is not so. The question, the basic question of the Gemara is only about the Blackas Atuma. Because everything else is clear in the Torah that you have to use a tar. By Nazir, right? We already learned. Right, we already know from Yehoshua. So we know. Right, we know that a Nazir b'tara needs a tar, and both the Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar learned either from Nazir to Mitzorah that you need a tar, or from Mitzorah from Vahat Zekanam Lo Yigalechu, the fact that there's a stira between Mitzorah and Vahat Zekanam Lo Yigalechu, which is only done by tar, but the Chachamim know that Mitzorah needs a tar. So we know tar for sure by Mitzorah. We know tar for sure by Tiglachas Atara. So then, if you look at all these cuttings here, they all involve either a Tiglachas Atara, possibly, or a Tiglachas Mitzora. If that's the case, then you always need a tar here. So the Gemara, the Rishonim say that the Gemara just used the previous set of Gemaras, it's like a setup for the question, but the question is really about Tiglachas Atuma. When do you have a suffix Tiglachas Atuma? That's only one of the cuttings, that's the third cutting. The third cutting has the possibility of being a Tiglachas Atuma. Right, the others always, the first two could be Mitzora, so for sure needs a grazer. The fourth one is for sure Tiglachas Atara by itself, there's nothing else it could be. That needs a tar. The only have a suffix about the third one, which could be a Tiglachas Atuma.
Well, the first one could also be a Tiglachas Atuma.
Right, but there it also could be a Tiglachas Atuma, right? It's for sure going to need a razor.
Which is just
Tiglachas Atuma, right, is the third one. But truthfully, the third one could also be Tiglachas Atara, which the Rishonim kind of skirt over, and later back comes
if
to say...
If he was not Tamei.
Tamei, right. So it could be, but it could also be Tiglachas Atara also. They say, well, if it's because of his sub-fake that he's a Tuma and a Tara, in that one they won't make him use a razor. Like, they kind of squeeze out of it. But the basic question is Tiglachas Atuma, what's the purpose of Tiglachas Atuma? Is it like Tiglachas Atara and you need a razor to remove it? Or is it simply you need to remove your hair so you can grow your hair down for Tiglachas Atara? The Rishonim also deal with the fact that these depilatories that they had removed their hair completely and didn't grow back again. I mean, the type of Nesach Nashu that they had where it's a permanent removal, hair removal, and therefore you definitely couldn't use it for Tiglachas Atuma because then you won't grow any more hair and you'll never get out of your nazirut. So they all here make suggestions, two suggestions that are made. The Tosfos says maybe you put it on but left some spots. He shaved some spots, but he did the depilatory in the other parts, and then that spot grows back. That's the hair he needs, two sarot he needs to get it to Tiglachas Atara. No, he does some depilatory, that's one. Or the Rosh says, which is probably the easiest answer, is Shneimiyei Bayit Nashal. There are two types of depilatories. There's a depilatory that removes your hair forever and doesn't grow back, and another depilatory that just takes your hair out for now and then it'll grow back at a later time. So those are two possibilities. That's the question. The question is, by Tiglachas Atuma, all this mess, figure out whether Tiglachas Atuma needs a razor or doesn't need a razor. And truthfully, our Gemara earlier on already learned that it needs a razor. Because the Gemara already said that Tadlo Yavar Rochel, Mali Tara, Mali Tiglachas Atuma, and the Gemara already assumed earlier on in the Gemara. So now the Bayi Rabbi Chama is, Rabbi Chama had a suffix about that. But that the Gemara already has answered, and that's the conclusion we're going to come to now in our Gemara, that you do need a razor. So that's what Gemara says now, Tashma. Mugleach, the answer is, he has to cut four times. So right, if you wanted to remove your hair, then you should have just said that you need three tiglachiyot. So what are the two? So there are two possibilities how you read this Gemara. One possibility, and I think the easiest way to read the Gemara, is that the fact that the Gemara or the Mishnah lumped the four techniques go together shows that they're all the same type of tiglachat.
It's
arba tiglachiyot, you have four shavings, and the fact that they lumped them together as four shavings means that all the shavings are functioning the same way, which is they're all shaving. But the fact that you made it into one unit means that they are all the same type of unit. They're all shaving with a razor. The other possibility is to say no, the fact that it says arba tiglachiyot and not shalosh tiglachiyot, right, not because you lumped them together, but rather if it was you only needed to shave three times, you should have said shalosh tiglachiyot, right? Because you really only need to cut three times. The fourth one is only a hair removal, not necessarily a razor. So you only need a tiglachas three times. So you should have said three tiglachiyot and not four tiglachiyot. The fact that it says four tiglachiyot teaches you that even the fourth one is also a requirement of tiglachas of the shaving with the razor. No, the third one, but you need four in total, and that means that you need a tiglachas. So those are two ways to be shown to say that the answer is either because they're all grouped together, or because it does four instead of three. That teaches that Tiglachas Atuma needs a razor, which is something we know already. The Masechta earlier on already discussed that you need Tiglachas Atuma requires a razor. All right, we'll stop here.